Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the agenda has been adopted. Next is the approval of the minutes from the November 8th meeting of the board. Anyone have a motion to adopt the minutes? Or have any comments before we do that, I guess, first?
I move that we adopt the minutes as printed.
Okay, Ms. Cockshell. Okay, this moves, Ms. Cockshell moves. Is there a second?
Second, Nancy.
Second by Ms. Alden. Is there any discussion about the November 8th minutes?
Michelle Harleston
has joined the conference.
If there's no discussion, be a vote. All in favor of approving the November 8th minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. You didn't miss anything. Okay, on to number four, which is the financial report.
Hello. We only have a couple items to report on this month that we hadn't reported on in the previous month. So we're going to start with the first one. The electricity bill is on budget. You know, we had one that was really high, but now we're back on budget, kind of evening itself out. And the next line item, overdue due to American Library Association dues. And the last one was overdue our tax throughout the year, the taxes throughout the year. And we also had a couple of checks that came in this month. And I want to report on the city millage check was $245,180.64. The county check was $205,607.07. And we also had one from the state library that was $29,346. Those came in this this month.
And I thought that was pretty good for the city minutes due to the fact that we normally don't receive as much from the city due to the fact that how much tax they're going to take in. So I think that was pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty much about $83,000 over budget.
Yeah.
And is that a year end total? Is that just through this part? Will there be one more or not?
No, that was the final.
That was the final payment. Okay. Well, that's good.
Do we have any questions about?
Any questions from any of the board members?
No, I don't. This is Michelle.
Okay. If there's no questions, at this time, I'll entertain a motion to approve the financial report as presented.
I move to approve the financial report as presented. This is Nancy.
Is there a second?
This is Michelle. I'll second.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second. Any discussion about the financial report? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Is there any opposed? Okay, the financial report is approved. On to number five on your agenda, that's the director's report. Director Williams.
Okay, for staff news, have you ever been to the White Hall Library? You know Ms. Ellen, she's been out for quite some time. You know, she's loved by the community. I hate to see her go, but she has decided to retire, But I still think the library would be in great hands. Ms. Courtney Duke's been working on her for the last 2 years. She's doing a great job as far as, pride and programming. The people in the White Hall love her as well. She's really growing on them. So she will be taking over in that position as far as January 1st this year. Well, next year. And, for the bad news, we had a car that was stolen from a staff member at Alltimer. So on November 14th, around 3:30 p.m., the sheriff's department was called out. They did actually catch a young lady at Walmart. She was actually still in that Walmart when they called. So, no, she did get her car back. But like I told you, take extra precautions as far as, you know, any location. Do not put your keys on the circulation desk. You know, you can't be responsible for personal items. So, you know, she said she normally don't leave them on certain beds. Just that day, she ran to the restroom, left them there, and then asked the young lady, actually grabbed her keys, you can see on camera. You know, thanks to the board for approving those cameras, you know, when we needed them. Like I said, it really came in handy. She took her car key off and actually laid the keys down. So the young lady was gone for over an hour or something before she knew her car was gone, because she's looking at her keys, not knowing her car keys. Like I said, hopefully this won't happen again. You know, by putting the keys and personal belongings in a safe place. The fourth repairs at the Whitehall Library, you know, as it got cool, you know, we noticed that the heat would not come on, and we had to call Scott's system out. After they actually performed service on the unit, they found out, you know, the control board was damaged, and they had to replace that, which cost us $790.70. And you know, maintenance has been a big issue this year. You know, we've had to fix things, like, you know, one thing after another, you know, but we're getting it done. Our lighting control system actually got fixed today. It's kind of went haywire. We had two control modules that malfunctioned. We had to get those replaced under warranty. Mike Terrell came out today, configured everything. You know, I'm going to kind of keep a watch on tonight, make sure it goes off. Because, you know, I hate to see somebody else, necessarily one of you guys, come out and pass the library at 10 o'clock at night and all the lights are on. You know, I don't think that's a good look for us, you know, due to past history, you know, electric bill being high. So, you know, like I said, we're just keeping a close eye on that and making sure things are, you know, working properly. And on October 29th, like I said, we had a leak on the second floor. They came out, fixed it, seemed to be not leaking, but what we found out, like, you know, it's not raining as hard right now. Typical rain like this, it would not leak, but those really, really hard rains, we're still doing like an investigation on it. It'll leak, you know, but we found out today, I had one of my custodians actually was cleaning the bathroom vent, and he actually took it off. I told him to clean it, but he actually took it off, and we found out we can actually look at the ceiling. We kind of did an investigation. We found out exactly what area was coming from. The roofing mid-arch should be out pretty soon to check it out. Like I said, the roof's on a 20-year warranty, but they did patch up holes during their first visit. But, you know, leaking from somewhere, you know, we got to actually find out where. So, like I said, we're investigating ourselves. You know, it's caused damage to the women's bathroom as far as making the paint actually come off the wall, the gap behind the paint, bubble the paint up, you know, so. We're actually getting that fixed, you know, but at the same time, we're kind of fixing the in-house at this time and trying to wait till we fix the leak to actually, you know, get it always secure. You know, we hate to fix it then, you know, just do the same thing over again, but I don't know why they put a ton of compound on the wall on sheetrock. It's kind of stuff behind it, you know, kind of questions some things. I'll just say that, you know, but the paint did not cure, you know, when they originally painted it, but, you know, that's just my take on it. And as far as I've been talking with East Hard, and I talked to Sean Carroll a few days ago, and he advised me that the roofing of the panel, exterior panel of manufacturer, will be visiting the library on December 15th, which is this Thursday. Hopefully it's not raining like this. You know, hopefully we can get these panels installed. They can install them the correct way. I think that's what the manufacturer is really coming down for, is going to check the exterior wall behind the panels, I guess, and ensure they're installed properly before they replace all the panels. So they're getting ready to actually replace them all. You know, they got probably a ton to replace due to the fact that we had additional ones cracked. I did an inspection around like 2 weeks ago, took pictures, you know, so I got a little portfolio on that of all the ones that's cracked. So I let it be known, I let it aware that I was aware of the additional panels that were cracked on the north side. So you should see those going up pretty soon. And that completes my report. Anybody have any questions?
Does any of the members have a question for Director Williams?
It's Michelle, no.
Okay, well then we'll move on to the next item of business, which is number 6, unfinished business. If you'll review your package, there is a quote in there from Cone for an elevator.
And I did not see receive a quote from Otis. I just want everybody to know I have been in correspondence with the rep. He's still waiting on another representative to visit the library sometime next week, but he did kind of give me a rough quote of $200K. He's at $180 to $200K, but that's not including any other contractor fees that may be involved in installing the elevator or taking the one we have out.
And this proposal that has been presented today by Scott Fisher, that would include those extra fees or not?
No, I think he got a point so good paid. I also want everybody to pay attention to the schedule. I don't know if you guys have looked at the schedule, which is on page 8.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very long lead time, you know, longer than I expected. I'm actually getting the elevator installed here. You know, when I was talking to him on the phone and he came down to visit, you know, he basically said like 8 weeks they can get it installed, but he never told me about the rest of the time until the proposal came out. So it was like that's very lengthy.
Now, when you, I don't know if you asked this, but I see their warranty is 12 months.
Yes, they did. I talked with both companies. They said that's pretty standard.
Okay.
I actually asked for an extended warranty. He said that they don't really do extended warranty. That's when you actually sign up for their maintenance contract.
Okay. The other question I had was the elevator that's in
Sandra,
the removal.
Has left the conference.
Is that going to include removal of the elevator that's there?
Yes.
Okay, so there, and do we?
It's our inlet, put like that.
Are there going to be any parts that we can
keep?
I don't know if we need to keep any, but I mean, is there a market for after?
I would have to.
An aftermarket for you for elevator parts, or?
I would have to investigate that. You know, but me and him did talk about that because he said it basically they'll just take the unit out. We do whatever we want to with you, you know, basically. They'll take it out.
Well, I don't know that we have a use for it.
We don't have
a broken elevator, I would think that the parts might have a use.
Not only this, you know, he gave us a quote for a new elevator, but I asked, he supposedly supposed to give me like 3 quotes. Me and him talked about a modernization of that actually elevator where they come in, they snatch out all the controls. And we leave the cab because there ain't nothing wrong with the cab, you know, as far as the structure of the elevator, nothing
has joined
wrong
the conference.
Electronics. So he did not provide me with that quote. You know, we talked about it, you know, but he said it would at least be, I would say, $80,000 cheaper, maybe. So he just kind of, that was me and him talking when he came to visit. But this is what he sent me, but like for a new elevator, because he was talking about that they didn't like the design of the pit. They normally used to work with elevators that have a separate room where the controls are. You know, they like the fact, you know, you have to get inside the pit, the elevator's cabs over your head. He said that takes, you know, that was pretty dangerous. So,
right.
The cab, they can fall any time, even though they got a safety pole they have to put in when you're working on it. But he said they didn't like that fact. So he wanted to move the controls and have a hydraulic line running to that elevator, because he said those jacks are great. He said, you know, most of the parts are great. He said electronics is just not great. So.
Does anyone have any questions, Director Williams, regarding the quote or the elevator in general?
The only thing I was wondering is, even if there's, I mean, I know we don't have a use for the old elevator or parts, whatever, the parts can be sold. What about even like any metal recycling, something out of it, other than, right? Because, or let them haul it off.
Definitely.
More than likely, if they just haul it off, they're going
to
get parts off of it.
We can sell that to
Metal, whatever it is.
Yeah, or metal recycling, JMR, Johnson Metal Recycling.
Yeah, Johnson Recycling. But I think it might be a market out for it. Like I said, I can check around and just, you know, check with a couple of guys I've been working with. Maybe they give us some more insight on that.
Well, anything's better than nothing.
Yeah.
On that. Now, I'm going to put this to the board for discussion. I mean, do we want to move forward on this quote? Do we want to wait until we get the Otis quote? Just keep in mind, we've been without an elevator for a long time. This is the 8 or 9 weeks from when we approved this. So it's, you know, I know we all want to have
it.
So I'm welcome anyone to comment, weigh in on with their opinion.
I'm going to recognize
Miss Jones, because she's sitting in front of me, and she raised her hand, so I'm calling on her. Please weigh in, Miss Jones.
I'm for going with this quote, because like he said, when he spoke to Otis over the phone, even,
right,
it was bottom line this and up, and then this is bottom line. So, I mean, I just,
okay,
because it's, I understand that I believe that he's getting a lot of complaints from people who your older people or whatever, and we don't want to just keep putting it to where people think, well, they're never going to get it fixed, and I'm just not. It's not good for public relations.
Well, and one thing about, I can say, you know, Comey, you know, he's pretty honest. One thing I didn't like about the rep from Otis, he was talking about TKE the more majority of the time we was talking. You know, how great of a product they had. You know, I'm like, are you trying to sell me an Otis elevator, or are you trying to sell me TKE? Because this is probably some of your friends that you know. You know, but
right.
That's pretty much what the conversation went. He said, well, don't get me wrong, I'm trying to sell a product because they have a great product. You know, but if it was a Conehead, but he knows Conehead's the other competition in Arkansas. You know, like, so they do have other elevator companies like Schindler, even Mitsubishi, but those are in other states, you know.
We need somebody that's going to come work. That's local.
We can't get somebody that's in another state, you know, due to the fact that they want service.
I absolutely think we need somebody that's in Arkansas and doing business in Arkansas. Yes.
They basically told me, you know, they don't really like working on other elevator companies, elevators, but they will. But they prefer to work on their own. You know, he talked about trying to get them going. He's like, you know, it had too many troubles for them to even want to take on a maintenance agreement with. You know, he said they don't believe the company even accept it at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Board members, anyone else have a comment?
Yes, this is Shandra Griffin.
Yes, ma'am.
This may have been said already because the internet, my phone dropped the call, so I had to call back, so I missed some of the discussion. Has the director voiced how he would like to move forward? Because he deals with this on a day-to-day basis. And I did have a conversation with him in reference to this.
Yes.
Where are you as far as this is concerned? Do you feel comfortable with moving forward with what we have before?
I would like to move forward with Conehead. You know, I'm pretty confident in the guys that came down, and even they even came down for a service call on our current elevator. They didn't even charge, you know. But like I said, they were pretty honest. You know, a lot of other guys I've been talking to, you know, like, they've kind of been wishy-washy with me. But I'm ready to get this fixed. So we've been, like I said, we've been talking about this a long time. You know, TK gave us the runaround. Quite a while, I think we owe it to our patrons.
Have you documented, can you document the fact that you have gotten and put it in writing or put it in the minutes here too from this meeting. Mm-hmm. If we decide to take a vote, I would like to see the fact that you've gotten the call and the runaround from the other company, and make sure that that protects all of us that we have if we move forward. So, mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm not one way or another. I'm listening to the board on this issue. I do know I'm ready as the chairman to get an elevator. The only complaints that we've really pretty much gotten in the past 6 months or so has been the elevator problem, not having one.
So. Yeah, and not only the guy that came to the last meeting, we have other patrons that complain. You know, like I said, I've talked to some of them come up to my office, and I've had one young lady, you know, said, you know, she's visited us, you know, four times in the last 6 months. She was expected to be fixed. I had a lady call me, said she was from Pablo. She lived in California, and she was coming home. You know, she visited the library once before, and never found. And she heard of that deal now. Yeah, it was the problem.
It's gonna make the papers eventually too.
Yeah.
That we.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be an ADA issue.
Compliance
issue. I just feel like it's time, but like I said, I can't make the motions. I'm just the chairman. So, but I at this time, if there is anyone have any further questions or comments, or please weigh in. Because the next thing I'm going to do is ask for a motion. So, okay, I'm going to ask if a board member has a motion at this time to present to the board, or whether it's to table it, or whether it's to move forward with this quote, or whatever it is, and we need to address it one way or another.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the proposal from Kone.
Okay, Ms. Jones has made a motion. Is there a second to her motion?
This is Michelle. I'll second.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion about the elevator before we take a vote? I'll restate the motion. And the motion is that there was made by Ms. Jones, seconded by Ms. Griffin. Was it Ms. Harbison or Ms. Griffin? I'm sorry, I didn't write that down. It was Michelle. Ms. Harbison seconded. So, and that was to accept, have the director accept on behalf of the board the quote from Kone for the purchase of the new elevator.
Mm-hmm.
No further discussion. Then there'll be a vote. All in favor need to say aye.
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 Is anyone opposed? Okay. Well, that's a unanimous vote. So that passes. Thankfully.
Thank you.
The director is very thankful, and as we all should be. So we'll move on to the next item of business, which is number 7, which is new business. One thing before we move on. Sorry. And that is, I think we need a motion. Do we need to, this is me thinking out loud, we have the money at the county. Do we need to have a resolution from the board to or just a request from me or you? Or
It's just a request.
Okay.
I can put in a request.
Okay. I think I would also like for us to put in a request in this year for the to tap the funds from the county for the purpose of getting the elevator. You know, that may have a delay time. So I would ask since now we've accepted, we attach to that request a copy of the minutes from the board that says we have approved, the board has approved this quote, and we're asking the county judge and the quorum court to tap our funds in the amount of $185,600 or whatever the number was exactly for the purpose of installation of a new elevator. Can I get a motion on that from someone? I'd like to see that happen if we could.
Mr. Griffin, so moved.
Okay, Ms. Griffin moves. Is there a second?
A second.
Ms. Jones seconds. All in favor? Say aye.
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 Anyone opposed to that? Okay, then we'll attach a letter you need me to sign it, I will be happy to sign it. Just get it to me and we'll move that on to the quorum court and ask for those proceeds to be used for the payment of the elevator. Okay. All right. Okay. Next item is number 7, which is the 2023 board meeting schedule, which should be at the back of your packet. It's remaining the second Tuesday of each month. Does anyone have any objection to, I don't know that we need a vote. I just want to hear if anyone has any objection to our current board schedule next year. Is everyone okay with Tuesdays at 5:15?
It's Michelle, yes, I'm fine with it.
Ms. Jones, okay. Does anyone have any objection to the to that, our current meeting schedule? Okay, we're just going to keep that as it is. And next is the 2023 budget, which is the last item in your packet. Director, do you want to address that with, yes, with the board?
As you can see, the budget did increase, and so did the inflation rate. So the budget increased 8.64% on the previous budget. A lot of the items was due to the increase in supplies. You know, we're trying to do more programming. You know, of course, the salaries. You know, the employees most definitely need a raise. I'm trying to keep the ones I have here. Like I said, audio books. As you said, that's a kind of number that would jump out at you, increased by 400%. In the past, they wasn't buying many audios. I've heard from my circulation manager and also branch managers. They say, you know, that was an area that needed to be increased. They were not able. The first audios just went up from $25 all the way up to sometimes $60 for one audio. That most definitely needs to be increased. Electric bill pretty much stayed about the same. I think it's going to be, we should come in under the $96,000 next year. Like this year, you know, we had electrical issues that caused the electric bill to spike. For 2 months, I think the bill was almost $11,000 one month, and the month of August, and another $10,000 in July. Like I said, everything just went up, like as far as postage, stamps went up.
And they're going up again?
Yeah. But we're trying to do a lot of electronics. You know, we're most definitely trying to do sending out overdues to most of our older patrons. Like I've got with all the managers, let them know that stamps are high. You know, we can't send overdues out to everybody. You know, we'd probably spend a couple of grand easy,
yeah,
if we did, you know. But our new system's really working. As some I didn't see with our old system, some of our patients probably are mad, but it really keeps them, reminds them of everything. You know, so that was the purpose it was purchased for, of course, providing great automation. As far as travel, travel did go up 75%. None of the staff members at this library have never been to ALA. That's like a big conference if you work in any library. I think that's would be great for at least for me to take several staff members to ALA and PLA and ARCLA. We've got to get more involved with a lot of different conferences to do more network. I want them to do a ton of networking. Not saying we're not doing a great job, but you know, it's great to see what others are doing as well. You know, you never know who you might meet at a conference. You know, might become a friend, somebody you can call, you know, and get some ideas from. So we will be doing a lot more networking next year than I have been in the past. Like I said, I'm probably the only person at the library that's ever been to ALA. That was back in 2018. You know, it was great. You get to see all the vendors. That's pretty much how we got the blue blocks here at the library. We've seen those. We went to New Orleans, and we've seen those. That thought it would be great. So, like I said, it's going to be great for the employees to actually, you know, see what's out there in the library world besides what they've seen here in the magazines. And all this place where all the vendors gather.
I think it's a good idea. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. But office supplies stay the same. As for maintenance and repair, it did go up slightly. What has not been budgeted out for years is landscaping. As you can see, we got a lot of landscaping at this library. You know, it actually costs We got to keep the upkeep as far as the branch libraries. You know, Whitehall needs a facelift as far as plants and things like, you know, Marshall Chapel needs a field. I'm eventually have to get a signage for that location, but we're going to talk about that the next board meeting. let's see what else. Like, programming went up like 18.24%. At our main library, we increased about 25%. That's to provide even better programming we have in the past. Programming is a central part of our operations. Patrons really depend on us having great programs we want to offer. You know, great programs. Account fees, as you can see, it went up 80%. Reason for that, he's actually charging around $14,000 at this time for accounting. Right now, books are getting, they're with another CPA as of right now, getting basically getting a cleanup when the rain kind of messed up, which is, I wanted them looked over, and he's cleaning them all the way up to this point. And that's the Dark Horse CPAs out of Little Rock. Any questions about the budget? Anything that jumped out at anybody that you, anybody had any questions about? As you can see, I got the copy machines. This budget was basically set up how we should operate in the past. I basically combined that in with printing due to the fact that that's all one system now. It's not a separate system like we used to have in the past. So that was something that we didn't have and something that you can't deviate as far as when the money comes in. So it's best to have one category so you will not see copy machines moving forward. And the miscellaneous income went down because we broke the rental income out of it. Putting it in the miscellaneous, and it's going to actually go in the rental income so we can see how much we're actually profiting off of the meeting room.
Does anyone have any questions before we entertain a vote to approve the budget?
This is Michelle. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Then at this time, I'll entertain a motion to approve the 2023 budget as presented in your package.
This is Michelle. I move that we accept the 2023 budget as presented in the packet.
Okay, is there a second?
A second.
Jones, second. Any discussion? If no discussion, there'll be a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Okay, that passes. There's no public, no one here from the public because it's a rainy night. So does anyone have any announcements before we adjourn? Hey, well, Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you for attending the meeting. I appreciate everyone's service and this year. And
hey,
guess we'll see y'all again next year. Yes, ma'am, Michelle.
Thank you, Tom. No, I just wanted to say that the library staff and Ricky are doing a wonderful job. I know that I'm traveling a lot, but I do check Facebook, which I'm sure they can tell because I'm always loving everything that they're doing. So I just wanted to say it's great how they have carried out throughout this year, and I'm looking forward to see what's open for next year.
Very good. Thank you, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a question to the board.
Yeah.
I guess I'll say something.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas as well to everybody. But I would like to know if there are any changes any board members would like to see in it, you know, on how the library operates as far as programming, anything like that, anything you think we should implement going into 2023. No. I'd like to have board member input sometimes.
Nancy Alden
has left the conference.
Okay. Well, if anyone has anything like that, why don't we, send an email to everyone and let's do that. And I think the other issue that we need to address going forward, my comment is we're going to need to get, we have pretty much a core group of who attended today, and maybe with a couple others that are pretty regular, but we need to probably consider putting a couple other people, removing them and asking for some new members that are going to attend regularly. And I'm going to need a vice president too, because I know I've got a couple of things coming up with my family next year on that. One of them in particular, I may not be here. I've been here every meeting so far, but I know I may miss one next year, maybe two. So I want to make sure that we have a vice president. So we're going to need to done. Because I want this board to, I'm proud of this board. We've done, I think, an excellent, excellent job from where we started to where we are now. I'm very happy, and I hope y'all are too. I really did.
Oh, yeah. So, most definitely.
We've seemed to all get along and move everything move forward in a good direction. We're all of like mind, and I think we work well together. So I'm happy with that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Need to get a few more people to come. So
you're right. Yeah.
So keep that in mind. If you have, I guess everyone, if you would kind of maybe think about it, shoot me an email, Ricky an email, however you're comfortable doing it, with any suggestions you might have. I have a couple people that have approached me that want to be part of something that's good and benefits the community. Of course, it's not up to me.
Yes.
It's not up to my decision, but I can certainly tell them, the county judge and the mayor, that we have some people that are interested in serving and want to be here and want to be here to participate. So, and anyone else, feel free, please, y'all, whoever, if anybody has any in mind, let's try to replace a few of these members that just hadn't made it a priority. All right. With that, if no one else says anything else, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Holidays.
Ethel Cocktail
has left the conference. Has left the conference. Has left the conference.
Michelle Harleston
has left the conference.